Shishi. Ve'ish ki seise mimenu shichva zera. And a person that will have an emission of shichva zera of semen. Ve'rochatz v'mayim es kol basoroi. And he will immerse himself in a mikvah. Ve'tomei ad ha'orev. And he will be tomei until the evening. The pasuk over here does not say that he must immerse his clothing, because the tumah of shichva zera is only mitama the person and not his clothing. Meshech Chachma is medayek. Why over here in Pasuk Tes Zayin does the Pasuk say V'rochatz v'mayim es kol besorei, all his flesh, as opposed to Pasuk Yud Gimel, where it only says V'rochatz besorei v'mayim, it does not say kol besorei. And he answers, because over here, by somebody who had an emission of shichva zera, he is tovel himself in a mikvah. And the mikvah has to be the size of 40 saw. How do we know this shear of 40 saw? Because the pasuk says es kol besorei, it has to be enough water to cover all of his flesh, and that is amo al amo beroyim gimel amos, an amo by an amo at the height of 3 amos, which is 40 saw. So since he is tovel over here in a mikvah, therefore it has to be es kol besorei, 40 saw, which can cover all of his flesh. But in pasuk yud gimel we are talking about a zav, and a zav is tovel in mayim chayim, in spring water. The halacha is that a mayon, spring water, is mitaher bekolshu, with any amount of water. Therefore, the pasuk does not say es kol besorei, because he does not need 40 saw to become tahor when he is tovel in mayim chayim. V'chol beged and any garment, v'chol or and anything made of leather, asher yia olav shichva zera, which the shichva zera will touch, v'chubas b'mayim v'tomei ad ha'orev, it must be immersed in a mikvah, and then it will be tomei until the evening. So if the shichva zera touches a garment, it is tomei. This that we said in the pasuk before, that the garments do not become tomei, that is referring to when the person became tomei because shichva zera came out from him, that he is tomei and not his clothing. But if the shichva zera actually touches a garment, that garment is tomei until the evening. Ve'isha and a'isha, a woman asher yishkav ish oisa shichva zera, that a man will have intercourse with her, ve'rochatzu v'mayim, they both must immerse themselves in a mikvah, v'tamu, and they both will be tamei ad ha'orev until the evening. Rashi tells us that this is a gezeres hakosov, a decree from Shamayim that the isha becomes tamei through intercourse, because the fact that the shichva zera is touching her is not a reason to be metame her, because it is touching her bebeis hasesorim, inside her body. So therefore, it's only a gezeres hakosov that this isha is tamei. Zok Rashi pasuk yud ches, v'rochatzu b'mayim, they both must immerse in a mikvah, gzeres hamelechi, shetitmo isha bebia. It is a decree from Hashem that this isha should become tamei through intercourse. Ve'ena tam mishum nogea b'shichva zera, the reason cannot be because she touched the shichva zera, shari maga beis hasorhi, because this is a maga, this touching was done on the inside of her body, and that is not a maga that can be metame. Therefore it must be a gzeres hakosov. And the pasuk continues by telling us the tuma of a nida, the isha ki siya zava, and an isha that will have a discharge, dam yia zayva vivsara, her discharge will be a flow of blood, shivas yomim tia binidasa, for 7 days she will be separated and tamei v'chol anegeva, and anyone who touches her, yitmo ara orev, will be tamei until the evening. Although the pasuk does not mention that this person is also metame begadim, it is clear from the pasukim further that this person is tamei and his clothing are tamei, because the pasuk says further that he who touches the mishkav of anida is tamei and metame begadim. So obviously, if the person touches the nida herself, his clothing are also tamei. And the pasuk continues by telling us that the mishkav and moishav of Anida have the same dinim as the mishkav and moishav of Azov. V'chol asher tishkav olav b'nidosa, and anything that the nido will recline on, yitmo will become tamei. V'chol asher teshev olav, and anything that she will sit on, yitmo will become tamei. V'chol anegeh b'mishkava, and he who will touch her bedding, yichabes begodo v'rachas b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening. V'chol anegeh b'chol kli asher teshev olav, and anybody who will touch any vessel that she sat on, yichabes begodo v'rachas b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah, v'tamei ad ha'orev, and he is tamei until the evening. V'imal ha'mishkav hu, if on bedding, oyal ha'kli, or on a vessel asher hi yoshevet solo, that the nida sat on, b'nogoyvoy, when this person touches this kli or this mishkav, yitmar orev, he will be tummy until the evening. At face value, this pasuk seems to be a contradiction to the psukim earlier, because in the psukim earlier we learned that the Mishkav and Moishav of Anida are metame adam latame begadim. If a person touches this Mishkav or Moishav, he and his clothing are tame. In this pasuk, it seems to say that if he touches the Mishkav or Moishav, benogoyvoy yitmar arev, he is tame until the evening, but it doesn't mention his clothing. Therefore, Rashi learns that this pasuk must be divided. The first part of the pasuk is saying, "Ve'im ala mishkav hu," that if the nida lies down on the mishkav is tame. Why does the pasuk have to repeat this? It's because it's telling us an extra din, which is that the person that touches this mishkav does not actually have to touch the mishkav, but if there are 10 mishkavs, one on top of the other, and the nida lie down on the bottom one, if the person touches the top one, he is tame as if he touches the bottom one. The end of the pasuk that says "Benogoy vayitmar aorev," he who touches it will be tummy until the evening, but not his clothing. That is going back on the words "Oy ala kli." If he touches a kli that the pasuk says earlier, Rashi explains that "Oy ala kli" is referring to merkav, this specific part of the saddle which the rider holds onto. So if the nida comes in contact with this merkav, the halacha is that the person that touches this merkav is tamei, but only he is tamei and not his clothing, because that we learned earlier, that merkav is only metame adam and not metame begadim. Ve'im shochav yishkav ish oisa, and if a person will have relations with a nida, besides being over an iser karis, he will become tamei. Usihi nidasa olav, and her state of nida, her tumah, will come upon him. V'tamei shivas yomim, he will be tamei for 7 days. And just like a nida can be metame odom, and also be metame kli cheres by moving it, so too can this person be metame a person, and also be metame kli cheres by moving it. And any bedding that this person will lie on, Yitma will become Tame. The question arises, why does the pasuk have to specify that any bedding that he will lie on will become Tame? Once the Torah says that he will be like a Nida, so just like a Nida is Metame Mishkav, so will he be Metame Mishkav. Why does the pasuk have to specify this? Therefore, the Rambam paskins, based on the Gemara in Nida, that the tumah which this person transmits to the mishkav is not equal to the tumah which the nida transmits to the mishkav, because the nida makes the mishkav like an av hatumah to be metame odom letame begodim, but this person can only transmit a tumah to this mishkav like a toldah, and therefore this mishkav cannot be metame a person, but only oichlin umashkin, food and liquid. And that is why the Torah specifies it, to tell you that although in other ways this person has the tumah of a nida, but not when it comes to being metame the mishkav. Over there he is not equivalent to the nida. Zakt Rashi pasuk yutes, kisi ezovo, I might think that the discharge can come out from any of her limbs. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says in Parshas Kedoshim, "V'hi golso," and she revealed as mikor domeho, the source of her blood. Ein dam metame, blood is not metame. Elo habov min hamikor, only that which comes from the source, from the uterus. Dam yizayve bebisara, blood will flow from her flesh. Ein zayve karazayve letame. This discharge is not considered a discharge to be metame, ela imkein hu edoim, unless it is red. Bini dasa, what does the word nida mean? Kemoi, like it says in the pasuk in Iyuv, umitevel, and from the earth, yini duhu, they banished him. So the word means to be banished. She menudu mimaga kol odom. She is considered banished from touching anybody because she will be metame people. Tia bini dasa, she will be in the state of her nida. Afilu loy rasa ela ri'ir rishana. Even though she only sees one sighting of blood, still she is tame. We will see further that by zavo she must see 3 ri'is. So the pasuk is saying over here that by nida she only has to see 1 ri'ir. Zakt Rashi ve'im ala mishkav hu, ha-shoichev oy ha-yoyshev al mishkava oy al moishava, he who reclines or sits on her bedding or on her chair, afilu le-nogabo, even if he does not touch the bedding or chair which she was metame, because there are 10, one on top of the other, afu bedos tuma ha-amura be-mikra ha-alyan. He is also in the laws of tuma that are stated earlier, she-ta'un kibus begodim, that he also has to be tovel in a mikvah and his clothing. al hakli l'rabois es amerkav. It's coming to include the part of the saddle which a person holds onto. Benoga v'yitma, when he touches this part of the saddle, he will become tamei. Eina medaber el al amerkav. It is only referring to the merkav shenesraba mi al hakli, which was included from the word al hakli. And the pasuk is saying benoga v'yitma ve'eino tan kibus begadim, and his clothing do not need to be immersed in the mikvah. Shamerkav ein magoy mitama odom latama begadim, because the halacha is that merkav is not mitama the person's clothing, only the person himself. Zakrashi usihini dasa olov, if he will have relations with an ida, then her tumah will come upon him. Yochol yalo leraglo, I might think that he will take her place in the tumah shembo oleo bachamishi linidoso, if he had relations with her on her fifth day of her tumah, which she only has 3 days remaining to her tumah. Lo yitma elagimel yamin kemoisa, he will only be tummy for 3 days, just like she has 3 days remaining. Talmud lomer, that's why the pasuk says v'tumei shivas yamin, he will be tummy for 7 days, regardless of where she stands in her tumah. So if that's the case, umat talmud lomer usihini dasa olav, why does the pasuk say that her tumah of nida will be upon him? It is not referring to the days of nida, but rather what things he is metame. Mahi metama odom ukli cheres, just like a nida is a primary source of tumah, and therefore is metame odom and kli cheres, an earthenware vessel, when she moves it, afhu metame odom kli cheres, he too has a din of the primary source of tumah and is metame an odom, and also is metame kli cheres when he moves it. The pasuk now discusses the laws of a zava, which are more stringent than the laws of a nida, because a zava must count zayin nikiyim 7 clean days, and in a Torah a nida does not need to count zayin nikiyim. Also, a zava must bring a carbon. An isha is considered a zava if she has a discharge of blood from her uterus for 3 consecutive days during the specific days that will make her into a zava. At the beginning of her cycle, the first 7 days, we consider the blood dam nida. But after those 7 days, starts a period of 11 days where the blood is considered dam zava. And if she sees blood for 3 consecutive days during those 11 days, she is considered a zava and must count zayin nikiyim, 7 clean days, and bring a carbon. V'isha ki yozov zayu dama, and a woman that will have a flow of blood from her uterus. Yamim rabin, for many days, 3 consecutive days, beloy eis nidasa, not during the days that make her into a nida, but rather during the 11-day period between the 2 sets of days that make her into a nida, oikizazov al nidasa, even if those 3 consecutive days occur even 1 day after the set of days that make her into a nida, as long as it is during those 11 days, kol yumei zoiv tumasa, all the days of her discharge of her tumah, kimei nidasa tia, she will be like a nida with the same tumah, tameyahi, she is tame. And the pasuk says she is metame, mishkav, and moishav, just like a nida, kol ha-mishkav asher tishkav olav, kol yumei zoiva, any bedding that she will lie on during the days of her discharge, kimishkav nidasa yila, this bedding will have a din as if a nida lied on it, v'chol ha-kli asher teshev olav, and any vessel that she would sit on, tameyia, will become tamei ketumas nidasa, just like the dinim of a nida that sits on this vessel. V'chol anageav yitma, and anyone who will touch this mishkav or moishav will become tamei. V'chibes begodov v'rochas b'mayim, he and his clothing must be immersed in a mikvah. V'tamei ad orev, and he will be tamei until the evening. V'im tara mizoivo, and if she becomes cleansed from her discharge, which means the discharge stopped, she will count 7 clean days, the achar titar, and afterwards she will be tahar. As Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, she will immerse herself in a mikvah and then will become tahar. She is different than a zav, where a zav must immerse himself in mayim chayim, in spring water, but a zava only needs immersion in a mikvah. Zakrashi pasuk chafei yamim rabim shloishi yamim, if she sees this discharge of blood for 3 consecutive days, beloy eis nidasa, not during the time of her nida, achar sheyatsu shivas yamei nidasa, after the 7 days of nida pass, that's when the 11 days of ziva start. Oy ki yozov es gimel yom halalu, or if she sees this 3-day discharge al nidasa, Muflug min nidasa yom echad. Even if it's only one day away from the 7 days of nida, zuhi zava, this is the din of zava, umishpata, and her halachas, charot, beparsha zu, is stated in this parsha. Veloy kadas hanida, and she does not have a din like a nida, shezu tuuna sfiras zayin ekiyim, because a zava needs to count 7 clean days before she can immerse in a mikvah, the carbon, and she has to bring a carbon. Vanida ena tuuna sfira zayin nekiyim. But anida mida araisa does not need to count 7 nekiyim. El shivas yomim tia binidasa. For 7 days she will remain in her state of nida. Bein roya bein she'ena roya. Whether she sees blood during those 7 days, whether she does not see blood during those 7 days. So mida araisa, she does not need to count zayin nekiyim. Even if she sees blood during the 7 days, as long as the bleeding stopped by the 7th day, she may immerse herself in a mikvah on the 7th day. And that is the difference between a nida and a zava. But midrabbanon, the halacha is that even a nida must count zayin nekiyim, and that is the halacha that we follow today. We count zayin nekiyim by a nida too. And that is the difference between a nida and a zava. A zava must count zayin nekiyim 7 clean days, as opposed to a nida that does not need zayin nekiyim midaraisa. A zava brings a carbon, and a nida does not. V'darshu and chazal darshim, b'parsha zu, in this parsha, yud alef yoyim, the 11-day period, shebein seif nida l'tchilas nida, between the end of the 7-day set that an isha can become a nida, and the beginning of the next set of 7, so the 11 days between these two sets, shekoslo shiritzufim shetira, any 3 consecutive days that she will see blood, ba'achad also yom halalu, during these 11 days, tehei zava will make her into a zava, and she will have the laws of a zava. And the pasuk continues, shavi, uvayom hashmini, and on the 8th day, tikach lo shtei sarim, she must take 2 turtle doves, or 2 young doves, and she will bring them to the kohen, to the opening of the Ol Moed. The kohen will make one of them into a chatos, and one of them into a carbon oila. The kohen will atone on her before Hashem, mizoiv tumasa, from the flow, from the discharge of her tumah. Meshechachma asks, why do we see over here that it says v'chiper oleho akoyin lefnei Hashem mizoiv tumasa? It says an extra word tumasa, as opposed to the pasuk earlier by Zav, where it says in pasuk Tesvav v'chiper oleho akoyin lefnei Hashem mizoivoy. It does not say mizoiv tumasoy. He answers that in both psukim we are talking about a zav and a zava that saw 3 re'iyos. By a zav, we know the halacha is that the difference between the 2nd re'iyah and the 3rd re'iyah is not a difference in tumah. The 2nd re'iyah makes him a full-fledged zav. The only addition by the 3rd re'iyah is the fact that he must bring a carbon. That's why the pasuk says, "V'chiper olav ha'koyin lefnei Hashem mizoivoy." The koyin will be mechaper on him from his zoivoy, from his flow, because this additional flow will only add a carbon. But by a zava, if a zava saw 2 re'iyahs, she is not tummy for 7 days. If she sees 3 re'iyahs, her level of tumah becomes a greater level of tumah. She is tameh for 7 days and has to bring a carbon. That's why the pasuk says the kohen will be mechaper on her mizoiv tumasa, from the flow and the discharge of her tumah, because the 3rd re'iyah adds additional stringencies to her tumah. She is tameh for 7 days plus she must bring a carbon. And the pasuk continues, "V'izaretem es bnei Yisrael mitumasam," and you shall separate the bnei Yisrael from their tumah. "V'lo yamusu bitumasam," they should not die as a result of their tumah. They should not get kares as a result of their tumah. "B'tam'om es mishkani asher b'seicham," when they will be metame my mishkan that is amongst them, because a tame that enters the mishkan or the mikdash is chayiv kares. "Zois tares hazov," this is the law of a zov. "V'asher teitzi mimenu shichva zara," and one who has an emission of shichva zera, letamava, to become tamei through it. Rashi is medayek that if you look in pasuk lamed gimel, it says already vahazov ezoivoy. It speaks about the zov. So what is the pasuk saying in pasuk lamed beis zois taras hazov? It is referring to one who sees one re'iyah of zov. Because if one sees one re'iyah of zov, he is not tamei for 7 days. The pasuk says zois taras hazov. This is the law of a zov, who sees one re'iyah, asher teitzi mimenu shechva zera, he has the same law as one who has an emission of shechva zera. Just like one who has an emission of shechva zera is only tamei on that day, so is the person who sees one re'iyah of zal. Vadovo binidoso, and this is the law of somebody who has a flow of nida. Vazov es zoivoy, and one who has a discharge of zov, whether it's two re'iyos or three re'iyos, two re'iyos will make him tamei for 7 days, and three re'iyos will be mechayiv im a carbon. Lazachar for zachar, filanakeva and for nakeva, where three re'iyos will make her tamei for 7 days and be mechayiv her a carbon. Well, ish asher yishkav im tameya, and also these are the laws of a man that will have relations with Anida, that he will become Tameh for 7 days. Zakt Rashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vihizartem, and you shall separate. E Nazira Ela Prisha. The word Nazira means to separate. The Chain, and so it says in Yeshaya, Nazaru Achar. They separated themselves to the back. Vechein Nazir Echav, Yosef was the one that was separated from his brothers. Veloya Musu Bitumasam, they should not die as a result of their tumah. Hare HaKoresh Shel Metam Migdosh Kore Misa. We see over here that the Kores of one who is Metam in the Migdosh is called Beloshen Misa. The pasuk says Veloya Musu, and it means Kores. Zois Teres Hazov. This is the law of Azov, Bal Riyah Achas, one who saw one Riyah, Umahu Torosai, and what is his law? Vashar Teitzi Mimenu Shechva Zara. Harehu Kabal Keri, he has the law of a Bal Keri, Tomei Tumas Erev, who is Tomei until the evening. Vazov Ezoive, and one who has a discharge of Zov. The pasuk is referring to Baal Shtei Re'iyos, Ubaal Shalosh Re'iyos, one who saw two Re'iyos, who is Tomei for 7 days, and one who saw three Re'iyos, who is Tomei for 7 days, plus brings a carbon. Shetei Rosa and Mifureshas Lamala, their laws are explained above in this parsha.